Playwright and novelist Michael Frayn has been called the master of what is seriously funny. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Frayn's new novel, Headlong, is seriously good, too.
Michael Frayn's new book, Headlong, made me laugh out loud. And how often do you find yourself saying that about a novel? When I have, the novel has almost always been written by a Brit. Over the centuries, from Chaucer to Austen to both Amoses, the Brits have perfected a dry comic style, a kind of elegant verbal slapstick that's so deft it doesn't need to draw attention to itself. Call me an Anglophile, but lots of American comic writers whom I've read seem over-concerned that their readers aren't going to get the joke, so they wink and telegraph. Their novels are the literary equivalent of Robin Williams. The Brits, by contrast, don't care if the masses get it. Their snobbishness allows them the luxury of understatement. And speaking of understatement, the plot of Headlong has a lot in common with a television program currently a big hit on PBS that may be the most covertly comic show ever made. I'm talking about Antiques Roadshow, the British, not the far inferior American version. If you haven't seen it, it's a show where real people, everyone from the Duchess of Kent to the local bookie, cart their antiques to a public location. There, experts tell them whether the Elizabethan leech cup that's been in the family for generations is worth a fortune or a few pence. What makes the program so sadistically funny is the stiff upper lip demeanor of the Brits. Unlike the American version, where people whoop or snarl when told the value of their heirlooms, the Brits barely flinch. You've got to watch closely to catch their nostrils flare when the snooty Sotheby's appraiser tells them their grandmother's horsehair foot cushion would have been worth a fortune if only they had kept it safe from the damp. Headlong hilariously toys with that same fantasy of finding a gem among junk. A young philosopher named Martin Clay and his art historian wife Kate drive off to the country one spring for an uninterrupted stint of writing on their respective books. No sooner have they pulled up to their cottage, however, when the local squire, who's named Tony Chert, ambushes them at their door. Chert, Martin tells us, has the strong handshake of a man who's used to wringing the necks of wounded game birds. He invites the pair to dinner and won't take no for an answer. When the couple dutifully show up at Chert's ancestral pile, he oh so casually asks Kate to glance at some paintings rotting away in the breakfast room where he and their wife take their daily cornflakes and deviled kidneys. But it's Martin, who's been dabbling in the study of 15th century Netherlandish art, who spots the treasure that's currently serving as a soot trap in Chert's fireplace. He believes it's an uncatalogued Bruegel, a sixth landscape painting in a famous series often referred to as The Seasons. As soon as Martin sees the painting, he transforms from mild-mannered academic to altruistic art thief. Given the opportunity, the dim-witted, cash-poor Chert will surely sell the painting to the highest private bidder. Martin resolves to cheat Chert out of the painting and then bequeath it, for a fair sum, to the British Museum. Much ornate silliness ensues. Martin entangles himself in fix after fix, risking his marriage to erotically ingratiate himself with Chert's lonely wife, careening around London roundabouts in a long, long trailer filled with one of Chert's massive canvases. But two things make Headlong more than just a forgettable farce. First, there's the substantive and fascinating art scholarship which Frayn draws upon to make this tale of a heretofore missing sixth Bruegel seem not just plausible, but inevitable. And then there's Frayn's dead-on language, as well as his languorous comic timing. Because Frayn's humor depends on densely interwoven allusions and slow, witty build-ups, I'd have to read pages of his novel to give you a sense of why his writing is so very funny. I'm not even going to try. Instead, I'll rely on typical American overstatement and say that Headlong, like perhaps Chert's painting, is the genuine article.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.